Hi, and welcome back to Warrior Moms. I am Michelle.
And I'm Amy, and we are happy to be here again.
Yes, we have found a new type of technology today. So thank you, Amy, for discovering this. We are so funny because we, of course, as many of you know, just jumped into podcasting without knowing a solitary thing about it. And we're doing it again today with the new piece.
We got a new piece thing. Yeah. I love it.
Today we wanted to talk about something that's really sad and hard that just happened in your life. And you and I have talked about this in the last couple days, and I thought this might be helpful for other people to just hear you talk about it and normalize it a bit. But just really today we wanted to talk about losing others after you've lost a child.
Yeah. Yeah. So we just lost, when we're recording this, it was actually 3 days ago now, on Wednesday, and today is Saturday that we're recording. Just not that everybody needs to know all of this, but like you said, when topics come up, I think it's important that we
have the content
into them when they're raw and just, so we kind of get that true conversation, the true real life. What we go through on a daily basis, basically.
Right.
But yeah, so we lost one of Alex's best friends on Wednesday. And he was somebody that went through No Longer Bound with Alex. He was Alex's roommate at the time of his passing. At the time of Alex's passing, it was his roommate. It's somebody that really showed up for us afterwards because he was extremely close to Alex. We were extremely, of course, we were close to Alex because. But it's just, it's weird. It's the best way that I can describe, it's just loss. I can't put it into words right now, but it's somebody that was connected to Alex that is now gone. And that's kind of what I've tried to internalize and figure out exactly why I'm so sad. Granted, Mike was a great guy. He, like I said, he showed up for us after Alex passed away. So our daughter, Layla, she always wanted Alex to teach her how to play guitar.
Yeah.
And he never got the chance to do that. But Mike really stepped in and I asked him to help me find a guitar for Layla. And we took money and we purchased a guitar for Layla, you know, and he was, and then he came over and gave her guitar lessons for a period of time.
And so she's even connected to the present family that you have.
Yes.
When Layla is a little bit older, you know, in this grief process.
Well, and she didn't really take hold of the guitar lessons, you know, I mean, she liked the idea of it, but she didn't start playing guitar. But anyway, but he gave her, he was connected, like you said, and he showed up at all of our events, all of the pizza parties. He was just a big part of everything that we do going forward. He was a big part of Tea and Cake. He was, you know, and I know that he grieved. He was actually the last person that spoke to Alex the day that he passed.
Oh my gosh, Amy.
And so there's so many questions that I had for him.
Yeah.
There was so much, like, I know that he has so many stories of Alex.
Yeah.
So yes, it's the loss of Mike, but it's the loss of things that I'm never going to get to hear about Alex.
Yeah.
And absolutely. That seems so selfish on my part to
it's
say
It's real
that.
Though. It's real. It's part of where you are. And I think Mike would understand that.
Yes.
You know, I think he would know that he has this vessel of information that
it was a treasure chest for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we hear, you know, we talk about the video, the pictures that come up that, you know, we've never seen before. And 4 years later, you know, you get this picture that you never saw and it's literally a gift from heaven.
Yeah.
And this these stories were like a treasure chest that I never got to tap into.
Right. I know. I'm just so sorry. Gosh.
I know. And that's what, like I said, I'm real big on internalizing why am I feeling like this? So that way I don't feel like this anymore. You know, you can get to the root of the problem or the
Yeah, walk yourself through it.
Yes. And that's kind of what the last few days have been for me. So immediately, and it's I shouldn't say it's funny, but you know, dark humor, right, Michelle?
Yes. I mean, it makes a lot of people uncomfortable.
It's our dark humor. But, you know, everybody was so worried about when the word started getting out that he had passed. And everybody was like, I don't want to tell Jeff and Amy. Has anybody right. told Jeff and Amy? I don't want to be the one to call them. But, you know, because Mike and Alec were so close and because they know how we, you know, bonded with Mike afterwards. And it is another piece of Alec gone. But people always ask too, like, what do you do when you find out? My immediate response, I said, send me the address. I'm driving to he was married. His wife knew Alec too. Alec spent a lot of time with the both of them. It was, you know, they were very close. And so, but I got in the car and I drove straight to Caitlin's house, their house.
Is astounding to me. I mean, that just shows me your heart and the love for Mike and also honoring Alec, right? You were using the strength and love of your son to show up.
Yeah. And that's where, you know, to me, that I wouldn't have invited people and I would have said, don't come. Mm-hmm. Like back when I was in the thing, I didn't care. Like your brain doesn't work. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
don't care what happens. You don't. Mm-mm. You don't even know that there's another minute in front of the one that you're in.
Yeah.
And so, but like I said, you show up and you just sit and you just listen and you try to discern what they need.
Yeah. And just you being there, I mean, I can only imagine what that felt like for her, because even if she doesn't know at that very moment down the road, she's going to know what a gift that was for you showing up.
Yes. Well, and I didn't do it. And also, too, I didn't do it because I'm like, oh, I want her to know that I'm here or whatever like that.
No, you didn't think about it.
It's seriously my first instinct. Send me the address. And then Trish called me and told me another person that knows us all or whatever like that. She was there. Anyway, but I was like, and so send me the address and then send me his mom's phone number.
Yeah.
Oh, and God. So I just called his mom and left a voicemail. Not that I expected her to answer.
Right. You know,
and to me, that's what we do.
Wow.
When this stuff happens.
Well, and that's the part that just makes me so emotional, Amy. I think about all the beautiful humans that show up and that showed up and still show up for us. And I just don't think about it, just like you. You didn't give it a second's thought. You just did it. And
I think this is a message to people that ask us all the time. You know, like I've had a couple of people call and say, what you might know better, what does Caitlin need?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I don't know, but you know, you kind of think of things. You try to think of things that, and I was like, what were things that Mike took care of? Maybe the yard, maybe, you know, and this is just kind of things that I'm going through. Like how could we best support Caitlin? The wife.
Yes.
And like I said, it's just maybe Mike took care of the yard. Maybe, you know, we've always talked about grief groceries.
Somebody just to do that hard task of walking through a grocery store.
And of course, right here in the beginning, it is like the service. Are they going to have a celebration of life?
Yeah.
When are they going to have a celebration of life? Are there items like Mike and Caitlin were the ones that packed Alec's room up for us.
Oh gosh.
So we didn't have, you know, I know we've talked about that before, but these are the people that boxed Alec's whole room up. And I know that was hard for them.
Yeah.
You know? And it's, you just want to give back a little bit.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh, wow. I'm so thankful you did. And I also know that takes a toll on you. I bet you have just been in a dark place, exhausted place.
Yes. I mean, it's like I get up and I do something and then just go back to the couch. And you're just numb. It takes you back. I know we've talked about it, you know, when there's a car accident and someone's child was killed in a car accident, or, you know, if you hear of a murder, or, mm-hmm. I mean, it takes you back.
Yeah.
To where it was.
Oh, it's not as raw, certainly, but
it's an emotion.
It's a heavy emotion for sure.
And that's it.
It is. And I don't think people understand that, because of course they see you and they're like, oh gosh. And she's, you know, smiley and helpful and doing all this stuff with Layla's, you know, acting production company. And, Amy's doing so well. And yes, you are.
And I live in the and then I come home and I lay on the sofa because I have to recharge. You know, we've talked about that time and time again. We use all of our energy.
Yeah.
Put on that face.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. Maybe this will give somebody some insight on something.
Right. And I think the message is, one, face it, right? Two, self-reflect. What is it that I'm feeling? Show up. Right. That even though it's going to be hard on you, that it's important. And you personally, I think, feel good that you did that for her. That gives you something, you know.
And I hope to be there in days to come, because it's not just that day.
Yeah.
I mean, someone signed up to spend the night with her. I mean, like, she's not alone. Somebody, you know, that's big important too, is make sure somebody's with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, she and I aren't that close, but it was somebody that was really close to her that stayed with her. And then somebody else showed up the next day, you know, just to say, you know what, we're going to face this tomorrow. And that was what somebody did for me, you know, and you.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Melanie
moved in. Yeah.
I think that the biggest thing is we just have to listen to what people need.
Yeah.
Because they don't know.
I think that's the last part of it, is then listen to yourself, give yourself the grace that, you know, in this loss after such a deep loss of Alec, that this is going to be painful, and you've got to, you know, give yourself that grace to grieve again.
I mean, you know, the pizza party's coming up. We talked about that, you know, and it's like one day, you know, he's not going to be there, and that's going to be weird because he's always there.
Yeah.
You know, like, so anyway. So, yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing. I know this is heavy on your heart, but I think it's so important just to hear what it feels like and what you're going through. Maybe others will just feel that, you know, it's normal to feel the way that you do. I love the phrase you always say is feel all the feels.
Yeah. Just feel the feels. And I'm really glad that we have this new, internet thing going on, because we were able to truly get into really deep in the moment. Not, oh, I remember 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. I mean, we were just sitting here learning about this technology, and it's like, well, let's try it. You know,
and you were like, let's talk about Mike. And
I was is that going to be too hard? Yeah, it is hard.
It is hard, but it's good. It's good. We have to say their name. We have to talk about them.
We do. And I'm just so grateful. And, you know, we were talking, I don't know, I had said it a week or so ago that I was worried that we'd lose some, you know, something about not sitting in the same room. Yes. And it still was good.
I think so. Yeah.
I still want to see you in person. So
I need to hug your neck. But, you know, but for times like this, and maybe people that are out of town and stuff, I think this will be a good medium.
It's amazing. Well, thank you for sharing. Till next time.
Yes. Thank you guys for being here. Bye-bye.
Bye.